Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We got a lot of breaking news with the schedule here, folks. We're going to try to verify what we can. We will report all of that. But, Neil, I weirdly... Are you a giant Knicks fan? I know you grew up in the city. This run seems like it's a ton of fun for Knicks fans. I feel like we haven't asked you about that.
I grew up a Knicks fan. Now, obviously, I am not biased in any way as a journalist. But yeah, I mean, growing up in Queens, my team was the New York Knicks. I did have a connection to the New Jersey Nets as well. I don't know if you've heard of the scorekeeper there, Turetsky, Herb Turetsky, did like 10,000 games in a row or something. Never missed like one scoring game for his daughter's birthday. I was friends with his daughter.
There you go.
So that was like the first time I was in a locker room. He used to bring me in the locker room for the New Jersey Nets. But yeah, Knicks fan. I spent a lot of time in MSG. It was pretty easy just to take the Long Island Railroad right into Penn Station.
I have done that to go to Shea Stadium once upon a time. I haven't been to Citi Field. That's the train that John Rocker went off about, right?
That is, yes. Yes.
All right, so let's get down to some business. I have now watched a rookie minicamp practice and an OTA practice, and I want to ask you a question. I actually had a call somebody this morning, Brian, somebody you know, somebody that worked in pro football for a long time, who said, you know, it's hard to know what we saw last season because the coaching really suffered. You believe in math and data. Can you quantify good versus bad coaching beyond just the record's bad, that sort of thing?
I think you can look at, certainly going forward on fourth down and key situations would, maybe a good coach, bad coach is the wrong terminology, but certainly like forward thinking coach would work. You know, being able, you know, a modern NFL coach would certainly work as well as a moniker. Because we're seeing, more fourth down, at least going for it more on fourth down. Obviously, the passing game has come, you know, much more prevalent due to it being much more lucrative. I think there's certainly analytical ways that you can look at it. Right now, I'm actually looking at Cliff Kingsbury's offense during his time with Arizona. To kind of get a sense of did he pass more often in like, you know, first and 10 or, an inherited first down as opposed to like the first down of the drive, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of different ways that we can go about looking at the tendency of coaches. And, you know, obviously it's a little bit different with him being an offensive coordinator, but my guess is you don't bring a guy like, you know, Kingsbury in if you're not going to let him have the keys to the car.
About the leadership qualities, does that play into effect?
No, I mean, that's something, and this is what we've talked about before. You know, a lot of times these all-in-one metrics, there are so many things that we can't capture. Like, we can't capture, someone's presence in the locker room. We can't capture, the desire of someone, let's say they're spurned by their original club and then they go ahead and sign with the divisional rival, right? Like that type of stuff, you know, we just can't quantify. I would think, you know, leadership, you know, when you see it, right? Like, you know, when you're in a room with somebody, if they have command of the room, if they're charismatic, if they're, you know, if they're able to build people up. I mean, there's, you know, look, I've been around a lot of people, you know, coaches, you know, managers, you know, salespeople, like, you know, they'd rather tear people down, but there's a certain subset that really pump people up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see those people from a mile away.
Yeah. With Kingsbury's offense specifically, I asked him, he kind of talked about having to go, not slow, but like there's a distinct approach to bringing more on to Jaden's plate. And he talked about the success with Kyler Murray, where year one to year two to year three. What do you make of trying to install an offense with a rookie quarterback? Is there any way to know the right way?
Well, no. Well, they probably do, right? Because I've talked to him. They've obviously dissected film. I'm sure there's a conversation, at least I hope there would be a conversation of, you know, what do you like to do? What do you don't like to do? They probably know his, you know, strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, it has to be slow. That's why, you know, injuries, you know, this early in the season, training camp or just not being in camp, not being able to get the familiarity is so crucial for rookies, you know, quarterback in particular. You know, the more repetitions you have, the more everyone can get, the longer the time everyone has to get on the same page can only benefit them. And as I said before, there are so many moving parts to this organization, not just the offense, just the organization from top to bottom. You know, it's going to take time, and, you know, we may not see it year one. I mean, and that to me is okay. You know, you have to think with just the way that they've brought people in, they brought coaches in that were familiar with some players. They probably had a bead on it being, you know, Jaden for quite a while. I think everything's going to be fine.
I think a lot. Don't you think it comes down to the actual quarterback? You know, this is very similar to when you're trying to install a scheme to an offense. What if he can handle more? And you can't go too slow, then you're going to make him bored. Like, all the work he puts into it, I can see this dude picking it up quick as hell. Now, going out and then have to show them the understanding of it, that's a different story. But I think ultimately, from what I've heard about him and the way you see him putting in work, it may not take as long as it takes some other quarterback.
It might not, and, you know, we you know, talked about that to me is part of leadership. Like, you need to know when to put your foot on the gas, and you also need to know when to take it off and maybe put it in reverse, right? Like, if you're seeing that they're doing well, absolutely make the plays more complex, add some reads, add. But then if the struggles start, like, you know, you have to be sensitive to that and be able to retool it on the fly. And, you know, let's face it, it's not so much, you know, Jaden as it is also – you know, the receivers that he's working with, and injuries happen, and how do those impact what they're able to run? There's a lot of flexibility that needs to be inherent in the quarterback position. And, you know, again, if they didn't think that he was able to do this, he wouldn't have been picked number two.
Exactly.
You know, so all signs point to green there. But it's interesting. It's interesting to see, you know, how they bring him along. And, you know, who knows? Like I said, the opponents Washington has on paper are not, you know, the toughest in the league. Now, what they do with that is we're going to find out. But, you know, you have a chance here to start the turnaround in week one, right? Like, we may talk about, you know, week 10 that it's still a work in progress. But, you know, there's a good chance week one is – I don't want to say it's the low point, but it could be very close to the floor of the offense, and then everything could just get better from there.
Appreciate your time as always, buddy.
I know. Right. Appreciate you, brother.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.